Well, last week, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews proposed a series of reforms designed to shake up the current political donation system. Now, the Premier has said that these reforms will give Victorians confidence that governments are making decisions on their merits, not repaying favours to political donors. But of course, opponents are claiming that it's all a big threat to free speech. Ken Cockle is Associate Professor at Monash University, a former ALP Speaker in Victorian Parliament's lower house, and a founding member of the Accountability Roundtable, a group which works to promote open and accountable government in Australia. Ken, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, to start off with, I know that some of the main crux of these proposed reforms are around donation caps. What else are we looking at here from Premier Andrews?
Well, we're looking at a total ban on any foreign donations at all. We're looking at a disclosure threshold of only $1,000 for donations, whereas at the moment Victoria relies on the federal standard, which is $13,200. Mm. And most importantly, there will be real-time disclosure of donations. So it will have to happen as soon as practical after a donation is received.
Now, the Premier is saying that he's looking to promote transparency, reduce risk of corruption. Is this going far enough with that?
Oh, look, it's a huge step forward. It brings Victoria into line with New South Wales in some areas and puts Victoria ahead of New South Wales in other ways, and is part of a widespread move for increased transparency in the way in which government operates, not just in Australia, but around the world.
Will this have a big impact on the way Victorian elections are funded, though?
Oh, look, it will have a huge impact. It's going to mean that Victorians will know at the time of the election who's donating to who and what the donors might be hoping to get out of their donation, and overall really just putting a cap so that no donor will be able to make a very large donation sufficient to influence a political party.
Now, not entirely surprisingly, the Institute for Public Affairs has said that these sort of restrictions on donations are a restriction on freedom of expression. What do we make of that line of argument?
Well, I think the first thing we should ask is, where does the Institute of Public Affairs get its money for and who influences it? It's been extremely secretive itself. But the reality is that voters need to know what the policies of parties are and who is influencing those policies. And by putting donations caps on, like Victoria is going to do, then and matching that with real-time disclosure, people will go to the polls knowing who's donating to which party and what the interests of those donors are.
Now, proposals like this send a sign that a government is taking this sort of transparency very, very seriously. Would you anticipate a bit of a flow-on effect to other states around the country?
Oh, look, I would certainly hope so. And it's a great tragedy that when Premier Baird was Premier of New South Wales, that he was unable to persuade COAG at the time to make the New South Wales system a national system. Now, this goes a bit further in some respects than the New South Wales model, but I would certainly hope that New South Wales, the other states, and the Commonwealth, the national government, also follow this standard.
Do we embrace transparency in government in this country?
Well, there's been a really important breakthrough on that. Australia is now a member of the Open Government Partnership, and I'm a member of the Open Government Forum, which is part of that. What the Open Government Partnership does is every 2 years develop new policy proposals for improving and extending openness and transparency, and implements that over the following two-year period. And the Open Government Forum has a role in preparing those commitments, as they're called, and in monitoring their implementation.
They're big changes that get proposed in these forums, aren't they?
Oh, they certainly are. And as they come into practice, they're going to make a huge difference to the way in which people in Australia are able to get information from government and to know what government is doing.
Now, I know there's a federal parliamentary committee looking into federal donations rules. I think we're meant to see its report by December this year. Are you anticipating any surprises in that?
Well, I certainly hope that the federal parliamentary committee has the courage and the foresight to recommend the sorts of reforms that we've seen now in Victoria and previously in Queensland and New South Wales.
Ken Coghill, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Nick.
That was Ken Coghill from Monash University taking a bit of a deeper look at the proposed reforms for Victoria's political donation system. As he said, it will be in line with New South Wales on some levels, harsher or harder or firmer than New South Wales on others. And let's see what we see on a federal level, shall we?